LA Times, text messages reveal divide between CARE and base, local leaders. By Joel B. Polak on February 19, 2025. The Los Angeles Times published text messages Wednesday between LA Mayor Karen Bass and LA County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath that suggest Bass is failing to cooperate with other local government leaders. Horvath's district includes the entire area of the Palisades fire. The Times reported. The supervisor's text message and other correspondence obtained by the Times through public records requests highlight an increasingly fractious relationship between Bass, 71, and Horvath, 42. The strain comes as the two politicians navigate what could be the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. The January 21 encounter between Bass and Horvath was hardly a one-off, raising questions about whether the mayor's trademark skill, which she has leaned on to make progress on homelessness, may be failing her when she needs it most. Bass has also appeared at times to be out of sync with Tracy Park, the city council member who represents the Palisades. And Bass shut her own chief recovery officer, Steve Sobrov, out of at least one important decision before appearing to narrow the scope of his role. In an interview Tuesday with Alex Michelson of local Fox affiliate KTTV 11, Bass blamed LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley for failing to prepare adequately for the possibility of wildfires and failing to inform her of the danger. Bass herself had posted on X about the danger the day before the fires, when she was overseas in Ghana. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.